This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance took center stage at the third night of the Republican National Convention Wednesday. Donald Trump's running mate embraced an America First approach to foreign policy and security. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
In his first speech on the national political stage, Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, came out swinging.
We're done importing foreign labor. We're going to fight for American citizens and their good jobs and their good wages.
Relatively unknown across the United States, Vance, a Yale Law School graduate who served in the U.S. military for 6 years, has served in elected office for about a year and a half. The convention closes Thursday evening with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's acceptance speech, his first time speaking in public since he survived an assassination attempt. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
U.S. President Joe Biden is isolating at his home in Delaware after testing positive for COVID-19 Wednesday. The White House says Biden tested positive while campaigning in Las Vegas, Nevada. A spokesperson said Biden was experiencing mild symptoms from the infection. Biden's diagnosis came as U.S.-based ABC News reported that Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer personally told the president that he should end his reelection campaign. The report said Schumer expressed his concerns to the president during a private meeting at Biden's beach home in Delaware last weekend. A spokesperson for Schumer called the report idle speculation, saying Schumer was just expressing the views of other Senate Democrats about Biden's chances. A White House spokesman said Biden told Schumer that he is the nominee of the party and he plans to win. This is VOA News. The ABC News report came hours after California Representative Adam Schiff became the highest-profile Democrat to call for Biden to withdraw from the race. So far, nearly 20 Democratic members of Congress have called on the president to withdraw in the wake of his dismal debate performance against Trump last month. Paul Kagame's win in Rwanda's presidential election this week was widely expected, although critics say the vote was neither free nor fair. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief, Mariama Diallo, files this report from the capital, Kigali.
Kagame won over 99% of the vote, according to preliminary results announced on Monday. Earlier this year, like many analysts, Strathmore University lecturer Edgar Githua predicted the 66-year-old Kagame would win big, but had no doubt the size of the victory would be greatly exaggerated.
If you have a vote where 98% of the population vote for one candidate, that is a red flag. Nobody is that popular in this world.
Kagame acknowledged that some people found his margin of victory this year suspicious. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.
Activists in the Dominican Republic protested Wednesday against a bill for a new criminal code that would keep in place the country's total abortion ban. The Dominican Senate gave initial approval to the bill in late June. Lawmakers are expected to give it final approval in the next few days. The Dominican Republic is one of four Latin American nations that criminalizes abortion without exceptions. Women face up to 2 years in prison for having an abortion, while the penalties for doctors or midwives range from 5 to 20 years. The new criminal code would also reduce penalties for sexual violence within marriage and exclude LGBTQ people from protections against discrimination. Protesters are demanding legal abortion when the woman's life is at risk, when a pregnancy is the product of rape or incest, or if the fetus cannot survive outside the womb because of severe birth defects. Shares of chipmakers fell on Wednesday after U.S. President Joe Biden and his Republican rival Donald Trump each made news that sent a chilling effect throughout the semiconductor industry. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhardt has more.
Bloomberg reported the Biden administration has told allies it may use its most severe trade curbs on companies that continue to give China access to advanced chip technology. U.S.-listed shares of Dutch equipment provider ASML fell 11% in morning trading, even as the company beat second-quarter profit estimates. And in a separate report in Bloomberg Businessweek, Trump questioned U.S. support for Taiwan, saying the island that China claims as its territory should pay for U.S. protection.
That was Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhardt. I'm Richard Green for VOA.